And we're back. I'm back. You're back. I hope. Now, we might be back, but we definitely don't want to be backwards. If you're like most people, you're probably working backwards when it comes to creating the transformation. And this can be any transformation because the same rules apply. You're listening to episode 2 of the Mind Your Muscle podcast. In this episode, you're going to discover why you've worked hard, sacrificed, put in the hours, suffered the pain, and still not been able to make your transformation last for any consistent period of time. Like most of the population, you've probably been putting the cart before the horse. You see, if you've listened to the first episode, you'll remember how I mentioned that we might be doing things wrong when it comes to mindset shifts and doing it back to front, trying to develop strength from the outside in rather than the inside out, taking actions to get results like we were taught in school and all through life. The old, you have to do the work to get the results philosophy. While it's not wrong, it does leave out a couple of pretty important steps before the doing the work bit. Keep listening. Hi, I'm Paul Keenan, and you're about to start developing strength from the inside out with this podcast. I'm a personal trainer and mentor for trainers and coaches. With me, you won't get motivational fluff or hype. You will get a combination of brain science, real client case studies, transformational psychology, action steps, and some woo-woo wisdom, all rolled into one superset. If you're wanting more from your life, to feel better, look better, to heal, perhaps to have more and to be more, then this is the podcast for you. Because you're going to learn how to strengthen your mind and develop your awareness physically, mentally, and emotionally. All from the inside out. Welcome to the Mind Your Muscle Podcast. Hey there. So, transformational strength from the inside out. Man, that sounds pretty serious. Well, it kind of is. And that's what the podcast is all about, guys. You know, I'm a serious kind of guy. And serious guys ask serious questions like, why have you done the diet but are still overweight? Why have you done the training but still aren't fit? Why have you done the courses and the programs but are still stuck where you were when you started? Why, having listened to the motivational YouTube videos, are you still not motivated? Why have you sweated, toiled, worked your ass off for things to change, but those changes never lasted? Why? Well, the answer is simple. You're a lazy fucker. Look, that was a wee joke, all right? By the way, you will occasionally hear me curse throughout these podcasts. I can only apologize for offending you because that's all that I can do is apologize. And if you're offended, you're offended. It won't happen a lot, but it will happen. So buckle up for it. To create the results that you want, you might have to change your approach, okay? Doing things a little different. You're going to be the things before you actually do the things. Transformation. Big word, all right? Transformation is a change. And that's what the word means. It's a change in form, it's a change in appearance, it's a change in structure or condition or character. But it is a change. And change doesn't come from what you do. What you do is 100% part of the process because your action will bring a result. However, your actions, the doing part, is only completed by you and who you're being when you were doing the thing. Let me go with that one again. Your actions, so the doing part, is only completed by you and who you're being when you're doing the thing that you were doing. So right now, if you hear me slurping, it's because I'm drinking on my second caffeine fix of the day. So I'm doing the coffee, but I'm being the caffeine. And who you're being comes from something more internal. because actions and doing, they're external, they're behaviors. Being someone, however, that is internal. Over 95% of what we do on a daily basis is habit. Habits, although seen in our actions and through our actions, are actually internal. Think of it like a plant, okay? The plant won't grow without a seed. Think of a cake. You can't do the baking of the cake without the ingredients. And if I can use a cheesy analogy, you're like a combination and a collection of different seeds, different ingredients. You are a collection and a multitude of habits. And your habits, when combined, form your identity, who you are. Now, you can call it character. You can call it your attitude. You can call it your self-image. The name you give to it isn't what's important, though. What is important is that you recognize the role that your habits and your identity play in your life. And it's a pretty big role. Your identity governs over 95% of your choices. And choice happens before you do a thing. Okay, so choice happens before any doing. Choice is thought. Choice is decision. Remember in episode one, if you listened to it, which was like just one episode ago, because we're only in number two, I talked about the decision. And it was my decision at the time, but I also talked about decision. And if you didn't listen to it, go back and listen now for some context and to fill an extra 10 minutes of your day. But this is why decision is important. And I know you're maybe sitting there listening to this and thinking, Paul, sure, I decided to go on the diet. I decided I was going to the gym. I decided I wasn't going to drink the wine or eat the cheesecake, the chocolate or the crisps. I decided I was going to get up earlier. I decided I was going to do the live videos or put the posts out on social media. I decided I was going to contact the potential clients. I decided all of that, but I didn't fucking do it. Of course you didn't. You couldn't, because your choice was governed by habit. What you think was an analytical choice, a conscious choice, prefrontal cortex part of your brain, was actually an emotional reptilian brain, which is the oldest part of our brain, subconscious, okay? It was a subconscious decision. And your subconscious, your habit mind, had made that choice several seconds before you were even aware of it. You'll have done a thing and then said you didn't even realize you were doing it. And the easiest example that I can use there, and one that everybody kind of always relates to, is driving. Think about driving if you drive. That time you arrived somewhere and had absolutely no fucking clue how you got there, because you don't remember any part of the journey. Now, I'm assuming that you've done that when you were sober, not under the influence of any alcohol or illicit drugs. But we've all done it. You were on autopilot, yet you arrived there safely. Not all habits are bad, okay? So let's get real with that. Not all habits are bad, but a lot of the times when we talk about habits, we're talking about bad habits, all right? But there are some really good habits out there. And a lot of the times, though, like I said, the decision was made before you made the decision. It was a habit, and that habit was based on your identity. We need another coffee slurp here. And if your entire life, or the majority of its recent past, has been spent with the belief that you are, say, overweight, you're the yo-yo dieter, you're the person who starts but doesn't finish a thing. Maybe you think that you're stupid, you're fat, you're a failure, you're the person who has no willpower. And look, I can't even go into that willpower bullshit because it's an entire episode in itself, and I'll not be doing that probably for a little while. But those things that you've said have probably formed a larger part of your life, your thoughts, your conversations, where you are telling yourself that's who you are and that's what you do. Then what do you expect is going to happen? Because if you do it different to that, if you break your norm, then you are pretty much calling yourself a liar. And you'll argue this out in your head. So you eventually resort back to what you know, what you've said you are, even though it's not what you really want. And you do that because it's what you know. Okay, guys, it's comfortable. It's familiar. The pain of staying there isn't as painful as the pain you feel you'll have to go through to skip the cheesecake, for example. And I love cheesecake, all right? I love cheesecake and ice cream. Oh, cheesecake and ice cream. That is just image in my head now, and I know it's in yours. But it's not the same pain, all right? You can do the 40 minutes in the gym. That's going to be painful. Or the tiredness you'll feel because you have to get up early with that alarm. That's comfortable. That's familiar whenever we don't do it. All right? We want to protect ourselves from that pain. All right? We want to avoid it. We want to avoid the gym. We want to avoid the early alarm. We feel comfortable there when we do that. It's familiar. We're protecting ourselves because we are wired for protection. And that's all we're doing in those moments. We're only self-protecting. So when you try to make change from your identity, from your habits, and from what you know, it's actually a trap that you've created. Or a lot of the times we've allowed others to create, and you've allowed others to create for you. And that's why you're stuck. Stuck trying to change your mindset. Trying to change your mindset, that is one that we hear all the time. Like, I want to change my mindset to be more motivated. Or I want to change my mindset and be more committed. I want to change my mindset and go to the gym. I want to change my mindset and eat better. But here's the thing. Mindset is psychological. You're trying to make conscious choices, analytical choices, choices based on reason. And what you really mean when you say you want to change your mindset is that you want to change a habit of doing something. And like I said earlier in the episode, habit is subconscious, conditioned behavior. It's autopilot. Habit, it's not psychological. It's not based on reason. It's not an analytical choice. What it is emotional. Those choices take part in the emotional part of our mind. Most people work backwards, trying to change the behavior, change actions to try and change the outcomes. And look, yes, we can do that. I know we can do that. You know we can do it. Some people do it successfully. But here's the thing. For the majority of people, and for the majority of the time, it's normally only a temporary change when that happens. We start, but then a few days or weeks, or if you're really unlucky, hours later, we quit. And you know what? I know that you know what that's like. Okay, simple prime example. I'm recording this episode right now today as we come close to the end of 2020 and head into a new year. I know there's a lot of people out there going, oh, I can't wait for the new year. It's going to be massively different. Is it really? It's going to be what you make it. It's going to be what you make of it. But what's one of the biggest changes that people try to make in the new year? Have you guessed it yet? You don't need to be a genius to know what's coming in January, do you? And it'll be exactly the same this year. Regardless of how your 2020 is gone, what do we always want to change? What are one of our New Year's resolutions? It's always going to be our health and fitness. People want to change their body. People want to change their shape. Look, we can just call it for this as I talk about it, going to the gym, all right? The first few weeks in January and the gyms are always packed if they're open. All the new year, those new year, new you people are in there grinding. They're in there getting that done. And it's great to see. And we should commend them and we got to support them. And this is the point. Because come February, about 90% of people have quit. All right, they've stopped. They'll probably still pay the membership, but they won't go. Was that you in January 2020? Could be you, I don't know. If it was or is, then how often in your past and in your life have you done that? How many times have you started something and then quit on anything? And I'm not discouraging you from starting, because starting in January isn't the problem. Quitting is the problem. And I do want you to understand why you quit. You quit because you're not the person who goes to the gym. I'll say that again. You quit because you're not the person who goes to the gym. Or you're maybe the person who's waiting for the motivation to hit you, and then you'll go. You need the motivation to go. But motivation, That's a finite resource, and that means that it's not always available to us. We won't always feel like it. There are days when we will feel like crap. There are days we won't want to do it. There are days we won't want to go. So motivation won't keep us going to the gym. Paying the money probably won't keep us going either, unless it's a lot of money. But it's normally only, I don't know, a couple of quid a day for a cheap membership. Like most average gym memberships, what, 20 quid a month? 65p a day. That's what that is, 65p a day. Cheapest gym chips. Now maybe you'll say, I'll go later in the week or the weekend. Have you said that one before? As soon as you use that one, you've just given yourself your first way out. And when we find one way out, it's going to be easier to find another. And a lot of the times when it comes to body transformations and mindset transformations and life transformations, whether it's January or whether it's June, it comes down to commitment. When you commit to it, when you're being the person who follows through with what they say, you have a greater chance of sticking to it. Now, that's only one example of why you might quit. Another could be that your progress stalls and that you lack the knowledge to make changes. It could be one of 100 different reasons. But the reasons are 95% of the time not the cause. They are the effect of the cause. And the cause is that we haven't created the habit. We haven't changed our identity. We haven't changed who we are. We are still the quitter. We haven't changed from the quitter to the finisher. And at the first signs of quitting, what do we do? What do we say? We say, look, oh, this is me all over, Paul, or this always happens, or, you know, I go or I start and then I quit. We reaffirm the identity of the quitter. We match it. It's a little painful, but it's kind of comfortable too. And we always seek comfort until we can change that narrative. So getting to the root cause of why you are where you're at in the first place is going to be massively important for you. Finding your true why and agitating it will allow you a greater chance of success. You don't walk about too long with a stone in your shoe, do you? Why? You take off the shoe, shake it, and you get rid of that thing that's causing the little bit of pain. Okay, take weight loss. Most people don't actually want to lose weight. Shocker, okay, they don't. They say they want to lose weight, all right? So if you're telling me you want to lose weight, that's what you're saying. That's not what you mean. What they really mean is they maybe want to look better. They maybe want to wear different clothes. They want to be able to do things with their kids, do things that the kids do, like go down a slide without getting stuck or fucking breaking it. They want to bounce on a trampoline without bouncing their child out of it and having a trip to A&E. They want to wear a swimsuit at the beach and not cover up with a big t-shirt. They maybe want to even walk about the house ballic naked in front of their partner and feel all sexy and stuff. They want to be confident. They want to be less tired, maybe have more energy, be intimate with their partner comfortably. Be able to breathe easier when they move, and breathing is quite an important thing to be able to do. Or they want to lose weight because they want to be a role model for their kids, for their friends, for their partners, for their brothers, sisters, or whatever. So it is more than weight loss. Don't come to me with that weight loss bullshit, all right? There's always something deeper there, and that's what I want to get to with people helping people. But ultimately, the weight has gone on because of choices regarding food, and exercise for the most part, and can generally, not always, but generally be linked back to some form of trauma. Now we're going even another layer deeper. Now everyone's idea, everyone's perception and definition of trauma can be different. It could be someone calling you a name in primary school, right? And that could be 20, 30 years ago, it doesn't matter. It could be losing your job. It could be the loss of a loved one. It could be you being the victim of crime. The spectrum of trauma is varied, but it's what has been traumatic to us. What has caused the pain, caused us pain. And what do we want to do? We want to avoid pain. So we do things for pain avoidance, like drinking, eating, sleeping, lying about on our ass. Yes, we can do those things for pleasure too, but ultimately pleasure is simply the opposite of pain. Pain always exists. It's always there. Suffering. You know what Buddha said? Something like, life is suffering. He said it probably in a different accent, but he said life is suffering. If we don't try and identify causes, triggers, events, then we still have those seeds grown. We still have those ingredients baking away in our own little internal oven. The stone is still in their shoe and it's causing more problems. So what I want you to take away from this second stroke, first proper exercise episode is that there are underlying causes as to why you are where you are and why you feel how you feel. And those things have dictated what you created as habits, and those habits determine your thoughts. And then those thoughts cause your actions over 95% of the time. And actions always bring results. Inaction also brings results. We are creating that. You are creating that. Take responsibility for it. Either we're creating results that we want, or we're creating ones that we don't want. So in the first episode, I ended with a question, and I'm going to end with another one today, but this one is kind of twofold. So the question is, how long are you going to continue treating symptoms, and when are you going to get the real help to treat the cause? How long are you going to continue treating symptoms, and when are you going to get the real help to treat the cause?
Thanks for listening to the whole podcast. If you're someone who enjoys seeing other people grow, then please share this podcast with your friends and family. If you found help through my voice and message, then I'm sure that they will too. So please share it on social media, share it via text, WhatsApp, and your DMs. Be present, challenge your own beliefs, trust the process, take action, be the community. So please, for every episode I share with you, I'd love you to share that podcast directly with someone else. And if you have questions, I'm there to help too. You can email me questions to paul@volumefitness.co.uk. I might even use your question for a future episode. And lastly, I do have one more request. And you only have to do this once, by the way. I want to reach and help more people, and you can help me with that. So if you can, please leave my podcast a fantastic review on iTunes. That way we can both help others gain strength and belief, all from the inside out. Thanks for listening.